It's Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Most would probably agree that there is something to be gained from having the courts above politics wherever possible. If nothing else, there's the independence of the judiciary to consider, or at least the appearance thereof. Justices and judges should be above appearing to favor donors or deciding cases along party lines, surely. And yet, we elect our judges in Texas. We are one of only seven states that picks all of its trial court judges through partisan elections. Is this any way to conduct the business of the courts? Governor Abbott doesn't seem to think so, at least not anymore, though his push to change things may be, ironically enough, born of politics itself. Joining us now, Emma Platoff. She is justice and politics reporter for the Texas Tribune. She's been writing about this story. Emma, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
It's my understanding the governor has signed a law that creates a commission to study Texas's judicial election process. What has brought this about?
Well, the governor last month signed a law that creates a 15-member commission to study this issue during the interim. Over the next 18 months, they're supposed to look at sort of every conceivable alternative system. I think skeptics would point you to the November 2018 elections as the reason for that. We saw sort of across the state, Republican judges, particularly on the state's appeals courts, lose in droves. It was a bad election for Republican judges, and some suspect at least that that is sort of what has woken up some in the GOP and the governor to this issue.
A bit of deja vu here. I feel like we have visited this issue of electing our judges in the past. Is this one of those issues that just keeps coming up?
It absolutely does. They call them sweeps in judicial elections. Basically, the candidate at the top of the ticket this past year, many would point to Beto O'Rourke in the U.S. Senate race, kind of gets all the attention, and then people end up voting for all the Democrats below the exciting candidate or all the Republicans below the exciting candidate in other years. And a lot of experienced judges get swept off the bench, and it kind of happens without any regard for how good those judges are, how hard they've campaigned. They tend to win along the same margins because these are really low information, down ballot races. So once in a while, every few years, that happens. We get lawmakers at the Capitol starting to look at it again. But there's not a lot of cause for optimism in that history. The last time the legislature created an interim commission to study this issue was 2013, and that commission actually never met.
Well, well, there we are. What about this go-around? Is there any reason to believe things could be different?
There's one big reason, and his name is Greg Abbott. Mm. So Abbott is himself, of course, a former Texas Supreme Court justice.
Right.
He had to run as a Republican, and he had a closed-door meeting where he told some major stakeholders that he supported a reform proposal that ended up sort of dying for want of bipartisan support. But it's clear that he's involved on this. And there's a nonprofit corporation that's formed to push this issue, which includes former Texas Supreme Court chief justices, and even had one lobbyist working on this at the Capitol
Wow.
this year.
Where do you see this headed? Are we, in fact, looking at the prospect of having appointed judges replace the judicial elections of the past?
That's certainly an option that may be on the table when lawmakers reconvene in Austin in 2021. A lot of states do it that way. The governor appoints someone, some kind of legislative body confirms them. There sometimes could be a nonpartisan board that rates the candidate's qualifications. This could also change in other ways. We could see lawmakers change the system for the high courts, but not the trial courts, or some reversal of that. There's a lot of options on the table.
Texas Democrats on board with this, or are they seeing this as a partisan matter?
A lot of them are seeing this as a partisan matter. They say, why weren't we talking about this before 2018 when so many of the Democratic Party's judges were elected? They say this is, you know, just an attempt to reverse the results of that election. By the same token, there are Democrats who sort of see this as a good government issue, and they say, yes, we need to reform the system so that we're not having these political conversations.
It's an interesting conversation to have, and Emma Platoff has the arguments laid out. She's a justice and politics reporter at the Texas Tribune. We'll link to her latest, texasstandard.org. Emma, thanks so much.
Thank you.